My name is Margaret King from Vass, and my recipe is Grandma Laura's chocolate cake. Whoever would be there when she finished making the cake got a chance to lick the bowl. So me and my two cousins, we waited till she got through so we could lick the bowl. So we'd watch what she was doing, and I could make the cake. I was born in our house, and I lived there until I was 9 years old, in the same house that I was born in. She worked at different houses, taking care of people, and sometimes when she come home, she'd bring different things they give her. So one time she came home, she had some Hershey's cocoa. We was about 5. So I remember going to the one-room schoolhouse in Vass. And Grandma dipped snuff, and she always had a toothbrush and snuff in a can. So when she would go to work, we would get the Hershey's cocoa and put it in the snuff box, put some sugar in it, and we would walk around like we were different. Put the stick in the snuff box, put it in our mouth, walk around, and we would spit that like she did when she was going to work. But she soon found out that we were stealing the cocoa and eating up the sugar, because we didn't get much sugar back in that time. We didn't have a whole lot of sugar to be wasted. She saved it for Saturday and Sunday when she made us cakes. You know, and then about every Saturday night, she would make us a chocolate cake. She would kill some chickens. We had chicken, had apples. She made homemade apple pies, but the best thing she made for us was chocolate cake. Even now, I can't hardly remember the recipe because she didn't have a recipe. She just would take some eggs. She had always had chicken, so she traded some eggs for some butter from a lady down the road. And she would make us this cake. Flour and sugar and vanilla. She didn't have a mixer because she would mix the cake up with her hand, with a spoon, a big old wooden spoon. And she would mix the cake up. She would beat the eggs and the sugar till it was so creamy you could take the spoon and flop it back down in the bowl. And then she would get the cake all made up. She would bake like 2 or 3 layers. It was yellow cake because she didn't have nothing to go in this how to make it turn colors. It was just plain flour, self-rising flour. I do remember that, self-rising flour, sugar and butter and vanilla. And she got the vanilla that the walking man would go by in the neighborhood and he would sell things like cake flavoring and hair grease and soap and stuff like that. She would buy vanilla from the walking man to come through the neighborhood. So we didn't have color in the cake. It was just plain. And then we didn't have powdered sugar. She would take granulated sugar and she'd cook it in the pot with the Hershey's cocoa and the vanilla. And she kept cooking it and cooking it till it was like a thick, I guess you might call it sauce now. But it was the chocolate. After the cake got done, and she would take the bottom of the wooden spoon, poke holes in the bottom layer, she'd pour the chocolate all through it. It would go all down inside of it. Then she would do it until she got to the top. Then she would cover it all up so you couldn't see the holes until you cut down into the cake, and it had all that chocolate all down between the layers all the way to the bottom. When I make chocolate cake now, if I heat the powdered sugar and the butter in the milk, it'll be soft. It was kind of like a fudge. I use about 2.5 cups of flour, self-rising flour. And I would say 2 sticks. I used 2 sticks of butter, but back Grandma didn't know. I didn't know what kind, how much she used, because she just put some into it. It looked right. And I used a teaspoon of vanilla. And I cream my sugar and the eggs together now with the vanilla and 1/2 cup of water. I just add a little bit of flour till I use up all my 2.5 cups. If it's too thick, I'll add a little bit of my water, but not too much, until I make the cake. Don't taste good as Grandmama's, but it's the same recipe. What I revived from when I was a child, she used to make it. While the cake's in the oven, you store it with your sugar. I use 10 ounce powdered sugar. Sometimes I use 1/2 cup, according to how I want the cake. 1/2 cup of cocoa, just cocoa. Still using here's the cocoa. And 1 teaspoon of vanilla, and a stick of butter, not margarine, butter. I still do that now. And then I mix it up. You can mix it up cold in a mixer now without heating it, but I heat it so I can pour it down through the layers like my grandma did. Then I take the back of my wooden spoon and I put about 5 or 6 holes in it and I smear it all down so the cake can be warm, so it go all down through the warm cake. I get another layer and it go down through the warm cake. I'm going to make it for you. I'll make it and then let you taste it.